You have come into the world at a time of great change and turbulence. At a time when humanity will have to face the consequences of its overuse and misuse of the world. You have come at a time when great change will be upon the human family, perhaps greater than anything that has ever been encountered before. You have come at a great turning point, a turning point between the old world and a new world. Perhaps you feel yourself that you are at a turning point, that you have left things behind, but you have not yet found what is to replace them. As if you were turning the corner of a great mountain, unsure of what is around the corner. But nonetheless, your life and circumstances are changing. You are moving in a direction, but you cannot see what it appears to be like yet. If this is the case for you, then you are moving with life, for life is moving. The ground is shifting under your feet, and you are moving with it. It is not a time for the reprieve. It is not a time for idle speculation. It is not a time to seek comfort and pleasure alone, for you are experiencing a period of great turbulence and transition. Transition to a very different kind of world, a world that you cannot predict. So the question arises, who will guide you in these times? What will guide you in these times? If you base your sense of the present and the future on ideas alone, well, it will prove to be a very difficult time for you. You're going to need a greater power and certainty. And you are going to need this guidance because you cannot rely upon assumptions from the past. You cannot rely upon even institutions from the past. For much will be changing now. It will be a time when there will be great disillusionment. And many things will appear to fall away. And you will wonder, what can I trust? What can I believe in? Where can I find certainty and strength? There is no resting on assumptions now if you are to be intelligent and if you are to be prepared for the great change that is to come. Your mind is constantly seeking for the reassurance because it is basically insecure. Without this power of spirit to guide it, your intellect is amazingly insecure. To offset its anxiety, it will either try to lose itself in fantasy, or it will build a sense of safety and security around a certain set of assumptions. But these assumptions will not stand. And seeking escape in fantasy or in other distractions will only weaken you and leave you vulnerable to the changing circumstances of your life. And you will be afraid, and fear will haunt you and follow you like a shadow. That is why, at times of great change, especially, seeking the power and the presence of knowledge within yourself is so essential. Knowledge is your source of certainty within yourself. It is God's great gift to you, a deeper guiding intelligence. But it is not like your intellect. It does not compare and contrast. It does not speculate. It does not cast blame. It is not based upon ideas or theories or an ideology. It is more profound and mysterious, deeper and more certain. It is the intelligence you had before you came into the world, and it will be the intelligence you have after you leave the world. Therefore, it is really who you are, not who you think you are. It represents life as it is, not as you think it is. It exists beyond the realm and the reach of the intellect. So much of what humanity believes in and relies upon and uses as a source of certainty to offset anxiety and confusion has no real basis or foundation in reality. And many of these things will undergo a profound challenge now, as institutions go through rupturing change, as humanity faces a world in decline, declining resources, and environmental disruption. This is going to require a deeper guidance within you. An inner guidance. Your leaders will disappoint you. Your institutions will prove to be frail and in some cases even corrupt. Your systems of commerce will come under great duress, and people all around you will be extremely upset and confused. To find this inner guidance, you have to learn how to still the mind and to shift your allegiance more to the power and the presence of knowledge within you and to the power and presence of knowledge within others. Instead of comforting ideas or demonstrations of strength, you will look for this in yourself and in others. It is this inner guidance you will have to rely upon increasingly to find your way through a changing world and to find the strength to alter your circumstances and to prepare your life. Here you will find courage and determination. Here you will find a real inner strength. But it will be a state of mind that will be new for you, perhaps. A state of mind that you must experience repeatedly in order to realize that it is there for you. as outer reality becomes more chaotic and uncertain, you will have to be more grounded in this deeper power that exists beneath the surface of your mind. It is this strength, you see, that will reveal to you what you must do each step along the way. It will tell you whether you are moving too fast or too slow. It will show you the next things that must be attended to free your time and energy, and to secure a better position for yourself and for those whom you care for. It is not about fear or love now. It is about responsibility. It is about discernment. It is about feeling and experiencing what you most deeply know. God has placed knowledge within you to guide you, to protect you, and to lead you to a greater life. This is your inner guidance. It is profound and mysterious and cannot be comprehended by a complex spirituality or spiritual understanding. It is best to forget about these things so that you can clear the way to have a pure experience for yourself. The intellect cannot understand the power of knowledge. For knowledge is not merely a resource for the intellect. It is really, the intellect is a resource for knowledge. And it is this great shift in emphasis that represents transformation within the individual. It is not merely trying to follow intuition. It is a shift of all in your experience of yourself, and in where you place your faith, what you call reality. If you leave it up to your own native responses, if you leave it up to your reactions to life, you will not be saved. For you, some of these responses will place you in greater danger. Not all of your natural responses to life will be helpful or appropriate or wise. For example, people in the face of danger often run. But running, in some cases, is the worst thing to do. In some cases, it is important to be still and to observe and to discern what must be done. Sometimes people run out in the open air when they should seek shelter. Sometimes they seek shelter when they should stay away from structures that could fall upon them. Do not wait for your instincts to guide you, because they can mislead you immensely. You want to attain a state of mind that is clear and objective, that is not built on preferences, or denial or defenses. It is this strength and objectivity that will give you clarity to discern what is the appropriate response at any given moment to any particular person you might meet or situation you might encounter. Here you're not relying upon assumptions, for when you do that, your mind is not alert. It is not careful, it is not watchful. it is not responsive. State of mind that you want to experience here is extremely present and observant to the circumstances around you. It is not guided by fear or preference. There are four criteria here. That is discerning what is happening, why it is happening, what it means, and what you must do. As the outset, these questions may not be asked at all. And you will simply be blind as you walk into a situation. And you will not respond because you will not understand what is happening, why it is happening, or what it means. You are not present enough in your mind, alert enough. It is as if you are dreaming and you are walking into a situation that will impact you. And your dreaming will prevent you from understanding where you are and what you must do. This fog that people live in keeps them from responding to what knowledge within them is telling them. They live in a world of belief and assumptions. And so they cannot respond to unanticipated events. And they do not know how to read the signs of the world that are telling them that great change is coming over the horizon. Knowledge is powerful within them, but they cannot experience it because their mind is adrift. They believe their certainty rests in their assumption. They believe their preferences are a demonstration of power. They believe that someone or something will always be there to take care of them should they be in trouble. They assume too much. They see too little. They cannot respond. So they do not know what is happening, why it is happening, what it means, or what they must do. And here people find themselves in tremendously unhealthy situations, even catastrophic situations. They did not want to deal with something, and so it dealt with him. It is this fog of the mind that, to varying degrees, affects everyone. And here, education and intelligence really does not matter for even the brightest who have come out of your universities can be extremely blind in the face of great and unanticipated change. It's just they are resting on more assumptions. The past is their guide. Their system of belief, which is more complex as a result of their education, can be as great a hindrance as it is for the person who is uneducated. You will see this. You will see the experts fail. Fail to see, fail to know, fail to comprehend. If anything, a changing world should emphasize the greater intelligence that you carry within yourself, the importance of your spiritual development, the importance of your understanding of the world, the importance of your inner guidance. Do not look at the future with trepidation. but with clear eyes. If you are preparing for the future, it will not frighten you so much. And you will have confidence that you will be able to navigate the uncertain waters ahead. But if you are doing nothing to prepare, you will not have this confidence. And you will easily lose heart as great trials appear. But this is the time when you find out what your spirituality really is, what it really can do for you, and how very different it really is than what people think it is, or hope it is, or believe that it is. Here is a real breakthrough, you see. Perhaps you were hoping that spirituality would give you happiness, even bliss. But you find out that what it really gives you is strength, clarity, and purpose. And you begin to let down your guard, and you begin to open up. And you begin to see the importance of developing your skills. You see the danger of your preferences and your unquestioned beliefs. Inner guidance will show you how alert you must be, how strong you must be. It is not something that the idle will simply use to reassure themselves so they can continue to pursue their own belief in fulfillment, their own preferences, their own romances and fantasies. A spiritual believer will do no better in the future and is doing no better today unless they are guided by knowledge. Great promise you have, great strengths you have, great capabilities you have, but you have to shift your allegiance to a greater power. And you will have to see how responsible you must be to do this. No more complaining about the world. No more condemnation of other people. No more repudiation of life. If you are to find this strength, this clarity and this purpose. It is this transition then that really is what awaits you now. And the sooner you can build your strength here, the more you will feel you have the power and the clarity to do whatever life presents before you. And that you can respond to the greater power of knowledge, which has such immense strength and wisdom. And to undergo this transformation within yourself, from believing in ideas to experiencing knowledge, from living in a world of fear and preference to being present as the world as it is and as you are, to having blind faith in the future, to actually preparing for the future as part of your experience of life. Here you experience a greater love the great love that God has placed within you, to save you, to give you new life, new purpose, new meaning, new direction, and to see that the changing circumstances of the world represent your great calling. Here you finally are able to see that you have come into the world for a real purpose. Not a purpose based upon what you think will make you happy, but on a purpose that is calling for you, that is yours to respond to. This will be a great blessing for you. For you will find yourself in your direction, and you will know who to be with and how to be with them. And all this desperate searching and seeking for relationship will fall away, freeing your life and your mind and your energy. Here, the great waves of change coming to the world will help you, will initiate you, will give you added incentive to find the source of your strength, purpose, and direction. Here you will be in sync with the changing world that you have come to serve. Instead of living in a state of fantasy where you are disengaged from life around you, to the intellect this will seem immensely confusing, but to the heart this will be a great recognition